What if everyone else is right? This is something that I consistently try and consider to help me know what I should do and to help me get to know myself better and to help me accept and understand other people as they are. What I mean by this is when people are saying things to you, especially that you don't believe. This has happened to me a lot in my life where people have said things about me that I didn't think were true. Or they said I should do things that I thought was bad advice. Or people described me in a way that I thought there's no way that can be true at all. For example, I had a girl I was dating before, and when we were breaking up, I guess you could say, she screamed at me, "You need to quit drinking." And I knew it was right deep down, and yet I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want anyone to tell me what I should do. And I didn't think on the surface that was right. My dad used to say, "Jerry, you abuse alcohol." I had tons of people tell me, "You drink too much," or "You should drink a little bit less." I got the same message over and over again. And what did I say? Everyone else is wrong. I'm right. And everyone else is wrong. I got the same message about other things too. "Jerry, you're really selfish. You ought to think of other people more often. Jerry, your head's pretty messed up. You should go get some help. Jerry, you should try and figure out how to do some more service work. Or you should try and get some more friends. Or be a bigger part of the community. You should stop gaming so much. You should try and be a better person." And almost all of those things I didn't want to hear. They made me mad. I would rapidly stand up to defend myself and say, "No, you're wrong. You don't know about my life. You don't know why I drink. You don't know why I think about myself all the time. You don't know why I don't have time to do anything else. You don't know why I'm broke right now. You don't know how much fun it is to gamble. You don't know why I can't date anyone." Always the assumption that what the other person said was wrong and what I thought was right. Even if I thought deep down somewhere that some of it could be true, anything that was helpful was rejected out of hand if it didn't agree with my surface opinion of myself, the image I tried to present of myself. "Jerry is a super person who can do anything, of course. Jerry can drink, he can gamble, he can date, he can work, he can do everything. Jerry can do everything. And how dare you suggest that Jerry can't do everything? Because deep down, Jerry is pretty sure he can't do enough." And so I would get really frustrated when someone would get into that deep down, below my armor of "Jerry's amazing," that deep down I felt not enough. And if you look around today, it seems that a lot of other people are feeling not enough too. My wife and I go to the mall and we look at all the things available. And you would think the opposite of not having enough is too much or having too little. You would think the opposite of having too much. The opposite is having enough. The opposite of not having enough is having enough. And when you look around and see all the things today, like especially in the U.S. where I live in Sarasota, there's so many more things than anyone could ever possibly need. The outward reality we've created reflects an inner reality of feeling like we're not enough. So we have to keep going and building new things all the time. We have to build new restaurants because the 200 new restaurants near me are not enough. I need someone else comes in and builds another restaurant because we need that 201st restaurant. Maybe that one will be enough. And all of that was at the core of me not wanting to accept anyone else's advice. When I feel like enough, I realize that what if other people are right? And in fact, what I try and do today is see how other people are right. Today I get a lot of conflicting comments that all can peacefully coexist. And I consider, what if they're right? I have thousands of people that have shared on my page, "You're a crappy Call of Duty gamer. How did you get sponsored?" And I'm not sponsored by anyone else. I'm sponsored by myself. "How do you get these videos up? I could make better videos than you." And to what all those things I say, you're right. I, from your point of view, or from lots of point of view, I am a crappy gamer. There are a lot of people who are better at Call of Duty than me. You're right, there's a lot of people who deserve to have their videos promoted more than I do, who could make better videos. There's a lot of truth to the things people say. And yet, the opposite is also true when people come through and say, Jerry, you're a great gamer, man. How do I get to play like you? That's true, too. It helps me to see both sides of the reality today, to see that I'm a crappy gamer and I'm a great gamer at the same time, because neither of those are the whole truth, and yet they are a truth. They are part of the whole truth, and in that sense, everything in all of reality is true, and it's part of a bigger truth. It's part of the one complete truth. And that allows me today to do better accepting advice. When someone says, Jerry, you might want to go see a counselor and talk about some of these problems you've had, then I can say, okay, you know, that is worth thinking about. I'm willing to take steps to see if that's worthwhile. I'm willing to consider that. I'm willing to take that seriously. When people say something like, Jerry, you should get some help with this aspect of your business, or, Jerry, you should make videos that are Call of Duty and not League of Legends or something like that. I'm willing to consider that and say, okay, I'll do things a little different, or I'm open to trying things a little different. My wife says, you know, when you make those videos while you're playing zombies, you look distracted. I prefer the videos where you are not so distracted. Okay, I'm willing to think about that, because that is one clear point of truth that is worth considering in the whole. So I'm making this video with her feedback in mind, especially because now there's just what I'm doing right here. I'm not trying to slaughter zombies at the same time. Now, this is set on a background of a gaming video because enough people told me, Jerry, your talking head red curtain videos suck. They're boring. I don't like watching them. I love what you have to say, but man, can't you put something more interesting on the screen? My eyes are bored of watching your face. Now, if I had just said, you're wrong, you're an idiot, my face is beautiful, of course you like watching my face, or maybe you're just not the right person, someone else loves watching my face. If I had said that, then I wouldn't have ever thought maybe that's true and given these gaming videos like this format a try. And I'm open to your continued feedback today because I want to know what everyone else's truth is, because then I have the chance to be one with the collection of all truths. And now you could say one with the creator, one with God, or a certain word or person that represents God to you. To me, when I'm one with all truth, when I'm accepting of everyone's truth, and accepting of whatever my own truth is this moment, then I'm peaceful, then I have a good life, and then when I'm struggling, I can get help with it. And it helps me to accept then when I have friends and family members who are struggling, and they ask me for advice, and I give them advice, and then they don't do it, I understand, well, I ask for advice a lot in my life. I must have asked my dad hundreds of times about not drinking because he was an alcoholic and he quit drinking when he was 40. And I must have asked him hundreds of times. And I didn't take any of his advice consistently. I might take it one day and the next day I'd forget about it and be drunk again. I did the same thing with being selfish. Lots of people said, you should think more of other people. I'd try that for 10 minutes and then give up on it. Forget thinking about other people. They're all jerks. They don't deserve my time and effort. And now today, I think a lot about other people because other people are what make life interesting and worth living for. This is a pretty boring existence to just think about yourself all the time because there's really not much to me. I'm just another human being here on the planet to try and be useful. It seems like a big challenge to ask the question, what if other people are right? And yet there's a huge reward just for considering, what if other people are right? Today I pray to consider everyone else's point of view I come across, to realize that on some deep level that is a truth that is being given to me by the universe to help me with what I'm doing. I pray today to consistently ask the question, what if everyone else is right? And be open to changing whatever I'm doing based on what is suggested to me. Now, at the same time, it doesn't mean I take every willy-nilly suggestion you should drive on the wrong side of the road. It means I at least consider it and think about it. I pray that you have the chance today to do the same thing in your life. To ask the question, what if everyone else is right about me? And what are they trying to tell me? What are they trying to help me, honestly help me with today? And how could I benefit from it? I'm honored you've spent this time with me here in this video. I make these because these videos help me to do my daily spiritual practice, to do my daily work as a human being. And I share them with you because if I can help myself, maybe I can motivate you to help yourself. Hope you have a great day today.